Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Yeah, thanks very much. So, as you say, I'm not entirely at the start, so I can't see the boats just as they come out, but I will press Thomas Corner, and I'm sure to see some interesting action here. In fact, just as I say that, Keys are just coming to view. Keys M1 looking incredibly strong. Look at this lot there. Their movements and looking to hold off Downing to maintain their position at the head of the division. Downing just coming past now, just rounding the corner. Again, looking very smooth. They, of course, have rode over every time in this in Lentz so far, and they are being chased down by Pembroke, who are looking to get another bump, looking to move into second, but we'll see what happens there. After that, we've got Lady Margaret, who, as we have found out, are on Spain. They've got a bit of a gap to make up on Pembroke, to be honest. If there's going to be a bump there, it will be further down, and I think we're going to go back to Rahul.
Okay, so I've had Queens, they're now, Keys, now round Grassy. They're looking, as you say, very tight. They're probably roughly on station, I'd say, with Downing. That Pembroke boat is making some room on Downing. They're probably just off a length within. We might hear a whistle in a sec, but Keys making their move down the Plough Reach. They'll be within view of the Plough Pub any second now. Downing there. They're on it. And hear that whistle there for Pembroke, telling them they're within a length, I think, of that Downing boat. They've made a lot of room from LMBC. LMBC, you're probably not going to get back into this one unless Pembroke significantly slow. They've got at least two, maybe even three lengths to make up. It's the Jesus boat that then follows around roughly the same distance behind. So they might face a bit of a challenge from Fat. If Fat, you can hear the chords, you can hear the crowd shouting for first and third now. They want this to happen around the corner. The Black Prince cutting its way through the water. Nice line around the barges. They're about on station, maybe creeping to within a length. That one should hopefully happen around distance. As I gaze down, it does look like Pembroke making ever more way up on Downing, but I'm losing sight of that one. Queens are on station with first and third. Then you've got the crew chasing Queens, which is Peterhouse. They might be just about a length off. This is definitely one that's going to get down the long reach. Alex, if you can hear this, you need to get on your bike and get down there. Because we want to know how these ones develop. It's all about keeping your pace throughout this race. We've then got Robinson, who have come through. Don't look like they're going to be catching Peterhouse. It's the crew after them. Christ, he seems not to have that much of a following right at the moment. He look like they might make it off now. This bit of flashing coming out of near straight. And they're being followed now by Cap. On the way back of their straight. But they've got nothing behind them. Absolutely nothing. They've got Girton, which means that Churchill is indeed Bump King. Juan, can you call that one?
Yes, I've just seen Claire just bump Girton just at Grassy Corner, and then followed by and then Tracy Hall. Just a bump, but just split our attention before. The bump between the boats that could get blazed and the boats that get smooth indeed happened. Churchill have bumped Kings, which means that Churchill will get their blaze, and unfortunately Kings will end up with spoons. So back to Rahul.
And Van and I are coalescing on this corner because I've just seen those boats come through. It's now Fitz, stroke Jordan Chong, really trying to set a pace here. He needs to work hard. He's the boat behind them, Trinity Hall M1, is within a length, probably maybe three quarters. And you can hear the shouts of, yeah, boys, Pit Hall, if they can conjure something here, could really push. It's going to be on the plough if they get it. I have a feeling if it gets past the plough, it's going to be very hard because that Fitz crew look like they're going to fight this one all the way. The M3 is coming now at the bottom of this division. They don't have anything to chase. They're going to be rowing home. It's Pit Hall all the way who we need to check on Fitzwilliam. It looks like they might have significant overlap of some sort. There's definitely glances going on, but it's going to head to Ditton and the Plough. Audrey, what have you seen around Ditton?
So, Queens are just passing me right now. Their cops is looking very, very determined and anxious. And following their tail, we've got Peter House. Is exactly the same sort of ambition. And he's got flashed a little bit. Did not enjoy that. Update on the Swans. They're doing okay. They seem to be unfaded by the chaos that's happening right now. Robinson just passed me in their dashing leggings, followed by Christ. They are doing really good. And it's all just looking pretty. I'm quite relaxed. I've got to be honest. How about you, Ross?
Let's send it then to Alex on the long route. Alex, have you seen any boats near you yet?
I have indeed. I've got Keys and Ron rowing past me right now. They are looking very strong, very connected, very together. It is looking like they are going to get the hell of this way. They know it. They're looking strong. They're looking confident. But about two or three lengths behind is Downing M1, also rowing very, very well. But they would have to put in a humongous effort to have any chance. A little way behind them, then have Pembroke M1. They've now got about two lengths on Lady Margaret M1. So these top four boats all looking like it's going to be row through. You can see the pain on Pembroke M1's face. They're already trying to stop what's going on by Lady Margaret M1. There is a big battle here. Final day. They're all just right behind them. I say right behind them. Six or seven lengths. Jesus M1 again, probably going for the row over. About
Audrey.
Two lengths behind them, our first and third M1. But Audrey, what is going on with you?
So, Trinity Hall have just bumped St. Catherine's by the looks of things. A lot of whistles are being called and they are pulling over. St. Catherine's are pulling over. They have been bumped. Back to you, Alex.
Swan.
Yes, hello. Well, I'm here down on Grassy Corner with the Clare M1 boat who have been victorious in bumping Girton. So, Clare, what can you say about bumping? Fantastic there. Yeah, they are very happy with that, yeah. I think we're going to go back to Rahul.
To Rahul. So, I think it's a bit of confusion by Audrey, but I think what she might have called is Trinity Hall bumping Fitzwilliam M1 because those blades have a little bit of purple on the ends of them. Audrey, can you tell
yes.
whether you saw Trinity Hall bumping Fitzwilliam?
That is exactly what I saw, Rahul. It's exactly
Brilliant.
What I saw. I apologise.
No worries at all. It's that bump we called. We said they're going to have to catch them either on
Alex,
reach or before Ditton, or it's going to get too difficult. Alex, what have you got?
So I've just cycled down to the end of the race now. So I can confirm that Keys M1 have got headway. They will be very happy with that. A very, very strong row from them. And then looking like rowers for the boat behind them. That is Downing M1, Pembroke M1, Lady Margaret M1, Jesus M1, and first and third M1 that just rode past me. Rowing past me now as well are also M1. And at putting in a last ditch Peterhouse M1, the whistles are blowing for a length. This would be amazing if they got a bump on them. It's looking unlikely, but they are not giving up. You can see all the effort that's going in. They are absolutely putting their all into this. Behind them, quite a way off, Robinson M1. So again, looking like it's going to be another row over for them. And the Christ M1 behind that. And less than a leg from them are St. Catherine's M1. They whistles are going crazy. Their bank posies are cheering them on. They are trying to get this last-minute bump. But it's looking unlikely, I have to say. They've stopped rowing. They know it's the end. They know they're not going to get that bump. But a humongous effort there from St. Cat for a last-minute bump. And then I have no other boats near around me, so I am guessing everyone else has bumped up. I know we have Churchill M1 bumped up on Kings M1, Clare M1 bumped up on Girton M1, then Pitt Hall M1 bumped up around Stiffen on Fitzwilliam M1, and then Emmanuel, who are the sandwich boat, are probably having a very leisurely row down the course. They've already put in a humongous effort today in the M2 division, so they will just be rowing at home. So yeah, back to you, Rahul, while I go get...
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Alex. That will be it, I'm pretty sure, from the river, unless Alex can see anything on her cycle down to control for confirmed results. What I can tell you is that we are now at the end of Lent Bump 2016. The M1 division looks like it's all sorted out. So, calling it from the top, Keys M1 with a very strong row over all the way down this course today. They're going to be maintaining headship of the river for the second year in a row. Very well done to them. The Downing crew also rowing over, keeping ahead of Pembroke M1. Pembroke M1 leading off, making sure that LMBC are not their so that LMBC are going to be very unhappy with that one. Jesus M1 rowing over, first and third M1 also rowing over. Queens M1 arresting the decline, managing to row over on the last day, avoiding their spoons. We think that Peterhouse are probably going to just keep abreast of Robinson behind them for a row over, meaning that they are going to be the only crew in the middle of this division that's rowed over every day this bump, unless Robinson can catch them. As you heard from Alex just there, it sounds like Syncats have given up their effort to bump Christ, so they're both going to get rovers. It's at the bottom of the
season
that we've had all the action for today. We had Churchill earning their blades by bumping Kings M1. I think what that means is that Churchill are quite the story over the last few seasons. Last length, they got super laid. They bumped into the M1 division proper, and this time round, will they continue their fantastic form by blading to 12th place on the river? Kings M1, the unfortunate recipient of a bump and also their spoons. Girton were bumped by Clare, we believe, Yellow Fire, strongly represented on the river today and doing well to get that result. And City Hall M1, as you heard, bumping Fitzwilliam M1 on this corner, meaning that Emma will end with a row home, passing up the crowd and support all along this course. As the sun sets, or maybe not quite sets, but starts dipping behind the tree line here opposite the foul pub, it's time to say goodbye. It's a fantastic length bump. We've had so much action. We've had our fair bit of carnage, including ejector crabs and all. But from Lent Bumps down here on the river, it's a very fond farewell. Goodbye.
Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.